Welcome to episode 213. It's Eddie and I kind of catching up on music for this week. By the way, check out Eddie on the Sore Losers podcast. There it is.
It's pretty good.
There's your plug.
Pretty proud of my podcast.
Yeah. New music out this week include Jason Aldean, his record number 9. It includes his hits, We Back. We back in the speakers. Let me say this. When you read the title of that song, you're like, what is this?
We Back?
Yeah. But
like he's using slang?
It is a pretty catchy song. Because yeah. I find myself, he came in on the show the other day, and I like Jason. Took a while for me to connect with Jason, because he's just a pretty quiet guy.
He's a quiet guy.
And you would think if you didn't know him that he's Jason now, he just thinks he's like a BA.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not, he's just a quiet guy.
Because he's so famous and successful, you'd think and that that's
quiet.
What it is.
Yeah.
And but it's not it.
The mixture of success and his quietness makes you go, I bet he's a jerk.
Yeah.
But he's actually not. But he left, and for like the next hour, I was just singing, we back.
Isn't that his MO? Catchy songs?
Mm-hmm. His MO, too, is he writes a bunch of songs, but he never ends up cutting them. He just finds better songs and then puts them on the record, where him and Kenny Chesney are a lot alike. And
yeah.
They are known for going out and just finding the best songs, period, and most of the records aren't songs they wrote.
It's pretty cool.
So, Blame It On You from Jason Aldean. And I Don't Drink Anymore. So I don't drink anymore. Ever since she left. I like Aldean's ballads more than I like his up-tempo stuff.
It's a side I don't think a lot of people really see unless you go into those albums.
Yeah.
Because we're used to hearing the da-da-da-da.
You have a favorite Aldean slow song?
I do like Flyover States.
Is that slow?
I think it's kind of
like
slow.
It's like is that a mid-tempo?
I guess it's not a ballad. It's not like a love song or anything. But yeah, mid-tempo Aldean song. No pyro.
You know pyro's funny description.
Pyro needed for this one.
So I would say this is a mid-tempo. Sure. Yeah. Okay. My favorite is him and Kelly Clarkson. Don't You Want to Stay?
Mm-hmm. Don't You Want to Stay?
And we were over at Kiss in Austin, still doing pop, and this song came out. And I was like, God dang, this is great. And I love Kelly Clarkson. I didn't know much about Jason Aldean because when he popped, I had checked out of country.
Yep, so did I.
You know, I spent all my life listening to country music. And then about 2002?
Mm-hmm, that's about right. We just talked about this.
I was like, you know, I'm pretty focused in my new world of pop and hip-hop and alternative.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to check out. And I didn't much love where it was going, but
I remember hearing certain songs, like with Keith Urban's On the Front Porch.
It's hard for me to catch anything when a song's playing.
Yeah, I mean, there were certain songs that I remember hearing because they were so big. But no, I'm with you. I checked out, too.
Gary Allen, that every storm runs out of rain. Yeah. That was one that I would play because I would find the real good country stuff and play it on the pop station.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the Dirk stuff. But yeah, when that Jason Aldean, that's what introduced me to Jason Aldean. What's him and Kelly Clarkson doing? Don't you want a day here? And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then I remember watching an award show and seeing Jason Aldean and Ludacris do Dirt Road Anthem.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah. It's interesting. But again, I like Jason. His new record, 9, is out this week. The new Coldplay album is out, which, again, I've never stopped loving Coldplay.
Have you heard it?
I've heard Orphans.
I got a text from my sister this morning saying, you must check it out. It's
really
so good.
Okay. Coldplay has their 8th album. It's a double album. But let me say this. It's almost we're in the world of double albums aren't even double albums anymore because you're not buying a CD. You're streaming it. So it's like one just a long album.
Yep.
It's like Aldean's 9. There are 16 songs on it. He could call that a double album.
Mm-hmm.
But because most people aren't buying CDs, it's just a bunch of music more so than a double album.
Yeah.
When Ed Sheeran puts out 22 songs, he doesn't call that a double album, does he, Mike?
No, it's an album.
It's interesting. I guess because it's two different splits in the middle of the Coldplay record, because the first half is called Sunrise and the second half is called Sunset, that's why it's a double album.
Oh, I guess they're pretty deep, so they've got to have that concept thing going.
So here's a song called Arabesque from the Sunrise half. And here is, probably from the side of the record that I like the most, the sunset.
Nighttime.
Here is Cry, Cry, Cry. That's cool.
They're a different sound.
Yeah. Remember to get that on the plane in a few minutes when we head down to do a show. Look at that. That's pretty good.
It was right up your alley, dude.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Come on. You have a candlelight?
Go slow and make me cry. And even that song is titled Cry, Cry, Cry. Dang.
That's cool.
I just did a Coldplay ride on my Peloton.
What is that? Very slow and...
Well, they don't have...
Oh, they have those anthem songs.
Sure. And they're like, let's do a Coldplay ride. And she's like, all right, everybody. Are you ready? And yeah. Are you hype? Yeah. Let's start the ride. When you try your best. And I'm like, what?
Okay, we're going to start slow. Gotcha.
I was like, pedal slow. Like the worst.
But then it kicks in later.
Way later.
So I guess that's good for a ride.
But it should, if they do that, it should go. When you try
Yeah.
But you're right. It's a really cool thing. It's a great cool down song. When I had done the Soul Cycle, because I'll go to Soul Cycle in Austin, they'll play that. And you've already done 40 minutes of the class.
So this is the end.
And they start it, and you're at the end of the class anyway. And then it's this, and you kind of get back up again. And it's a pretty emotional moment if you're emotional in that sort of
thing.
But Coldplay has a new record out today. There it is. Thank you. Tinashe has a record. Did I do Dancing with the Stars for her?
Yeah, she was.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah.
I do remember her.
Oh, yeah.
She was a good dancer,
the
too.
The best on the show.
Yeah.
And was kicked off like week 3 or 4 because she didn't put herself out there enough.
Now, what is she? She's just a pop artist?
Mike, what is Tinashe?
Yeah, it's a pop artist.
Okay. She has guests including G-Eazy and Miss Banks. At Last from actor Luke Evans. What would I know him for? He's on Fast and Furious 6. I don't know what that is.
Never saw it.
You never saw that?
Mm-mm. Beck has a new record.
Oh, wow.
And Beck has, I was reading a story about Beck. He has disavowed the Church of Scientology.
Has he?
Two things. One, always a big statement to disavow a church. Two, didn't know he was in Scientology.
I did. And I feel like, man, with him being gone, I mean, they're out of people.
They're not.
Pretty close to, I mean, a celebrity status people, because I mean, Tom Cruise is probably still in it. But
Travolta's in it, right?
Yeah, Travolta. But Beck was a big one.
Really?
Yeah, I remember him when he talked a lot about Scientology in interviews.
Hyperspace, the name of the record. I like a lot of Beck. He goes into a lot of different places.
He does.
Sometimes I'm not a big fan of what he does. Sometimes I love what he does.
He's very experimental.
But I can respect that. Like, I'll always check it out because I might love it or I might hate it, but I know I'll feel a way about it. And if there's an artist I think that may have something that I'm really passionate about, I'll check it out. Here's Die Waiting with Sky Ferreira. If the record has a lot of electronic, not for me. I like Beck.
Is that just in general or just with Beck?
No, just in general.
Okay.
Even like the Coldplay electronic stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's just not my style anyway.
Yeah.
I like it when Beck did that whole like country acoustic album.
Yeah, me too. Sea Changes.
That was a great one.
Or Sea Change, something like that. Yeah.
And I also liked in his White Rapper days back in the day when we were
young. Those are my Beck picks.
The Frozen 2 soundtrack is out. Weezer, what?
It's funny.
Yeah, because Weezer's on it. That's what I'm talking about.
It's funny.
Weezer has Lost in the Woods. But is this what it feels like to be growing apart? When did I become the one who's always chasing your heart? Now I turn around and find I am lost in the woods. I'm a Weezer fan. You know, Rivers Cuomo is, between Rivers Cuomo and Buddy Holly, have really influenced me going, oh, geeks can be cool if they just embrace their nerdiness, which is really why I wear my glasses. I mean, that was, for me, when I was blind, it was like, oh, crap, I got to wear glasses. Anybody cool wear glasses? Love Buddy Holly.
Yeah, but he's old.
And he was dead.
He's dead.
But love Weezer. And I was like, man, those are the guys. And so I really modeled, because I was just a skinny, dorky, white guy. I mean, am. And now I'm just a skinny, dorky, white man. Now I'm a white, skinny, dorky, white man. The interesting thing about Weezer is, you know, on the Red album, do you know what that one's called?
No.
Well, so I'll just call it the Red album. Have you ever seen the front of it before?
Just a them and it's red?
Okay. So all different colors. That one is actually not named the Red album.
Oh, okay.
Mike, do you know what it's called, trivia?
Pork and Beans?
Pork and Beans is a song?
I don't know the album then. I thought it was called Pork and Beans.
On that record is the only record where he tried to write like songs about him, and it was trashed.
Oh.
And so he's like not doing it again. So when he writes his songs, he just writes random weird lines and sticks them all together and then builds them into like super pop melodies.
It's all in like a Excel spreadsheet, right?
Yeah, he just writes random
and
things.
And like pulls stuff out.
What songs would we know off that album? El Scorcho?
Yes.
Okay. Because I do remember hearing the story about him writing that.
About what?
Something about his wife,
that's
right?
That's about him, yeah.
Him and his wife?
Mm-hmm. So, and then after that, it was, he's like, screw it, I'm just going to do, you know, songs about random things.
As a fan, because I mean, Weezer.
Here we go. Hold on, let me go back.
I don't think El Scorcho was on that.
No,
it wasn't.
Don't look up Red Album. Look up, hold on, maybe it's Pink Album. You guys, also, I'm blind. I'm colorblind.
Oh, yeah. That was probably hard for you, huh?
I watched a video on Instagram today about a kid who got colorblind glasses and started crying.
Oh, yeah.
It shook me a little bit. Yeah. So when the album was Pinkerton.
Pinkerton, yeah.
Okay.
And maybe it was pink. I don't know what color it was. Maybe I just think pink. No, it wasn't. It was kind of white and black. Here you go.
Yeah, there was like a...
It's no pink on that.
All the color, dude.
It's all right, Buzz. You're forgiven.
I know. I hate using the colorblind excuse, but I'm going to on that one. But yeah, this was the record where El Scorcho was on there, Pink Triangle. Okay. Anyway, they got a song on there.
Do you like it that they're on a Disney soundtrack?
Sure, love it. Just give me, love it.
But I mean, as a fan of like your band?
I don't care. Love it. I don't care if John Mayer's on it, if he's putting out new music. Gives me a new chance to see if I like it. More songs means more opportunities for me to probably like something.
Yep.
Every favorite artist I have doesn't put out everything I love anymore. Those days are done. John Mayer put out a song that was just okay recently. I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I don't listen back to it much.
In the day, though, were you kind of whatever they came out with you loved?
Yes.
Yeah.
My heart would just tell me that. It's like you build up a movie to everybody and you go together and you have to like it because you're the one that got everybody to go.
Yep.
That's what it would feel like.
I get that.
But now I'm like...
But now we can be more selective about it.
And it's like, I don't have to love everything, but the more they put out, the odds are I'm going to love something. I think that's kind of my mindset with artists putting out new music. Casey Musgraves on the Frozen 2 has All Is Found. When all is lost and all is found. Sounds great.
That's really good.
That's my style, too. Yeah.
You compared this a little bit to Civil Wars-ish.
Oh, yeah. That's how we played this before on the show. Yeah, it sounds a bit Civil Wars-ish. Which, by the way, Joy Williams nominated for a Grammy. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, it's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
From Civil Good for Wars. Her.
Leonard Cohen has an album out. It's 15th record. Let's see, who cares? I got some other people here I don't care about.
Who cares?
By the way, I'll
Hallelujah
say this.
Hallelujah times two? No. Okay,
Scary Pool Party has a new album. Do you know who Scary Pool Party is?
No.
It's Alejandro from American Idol, the guy who was doing all the originals the whole time.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is that his band?
No, that's his name.
Oh.
That's like his artist
name.
He's
going under that name now.
That's what he was doing before American Idol.
Didn't
then he
know
went
that.
On as Alejandro, yeah. And so here is Millennial Love. Which I think he may have played this on Idol.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, but in a weird different way. But he was like bringing DJ tables to the whole thing. They were just kind of like, hey, dude, you're different. Do whatever you want.
How successful was he before Idol with this project?
None. It was just...
Play little bars here and there?
I think he had played like bass or somebody had toured in a band that was playing small clubs.
Okay.
But he really wasn't. But I don't think that he was trying to do that, though. I think he was just like the guy that was going to his room and nobody taught him how to play guitar. So he played this really... like odd, awesome style.
Yeah.
This real fingering style.
I remember seeing that on TV. Pretty strange.
And it wasn't
cool.
That someone showed him. That's how he learned how to play. So to him, that was natural.
Did you say that Ben Harper saw him and said, well, I'd never seen anything like that before?
Ben Harper, he went into Ben Harper's guitar store because he's up there in that part of California. And Ben Harper happened to be there and came out and was like, I've never seen anything like this before.
Oh,
and man, then remembered him and then came back and did American Idol with him.
From someone that also has their own unique style of playing. Pretty cool.
New song's out. Little Big Town has a song called Sugarcoat. Here you go. Sometimes I wish I liked drinking. Sometimes I wish my friend Topher actually produced the song, which is pretty cool. Maggie Rogers has a song called Love You For A Long Time. And this song from Harry Styles, I had to Google. No, Shazam. Because it was playing. I was listening
you loved
to like
it?
The, well, I was listening. No, I don't know that I loved it. I didn't hate it. But I was like, is he saying watermelon sugar? That's what I thought he was saying.
Oh, but you knew it was Harry Styles.
No, I didn't know who it was. I was like, who's talking about what sounds like watermelon sugar? And let me just hit the button. So here's the song. Tell me what you think he's saying.
on a summer evening. Baby, you're the end of June. I want your belly and that summer feeling. Getting washed away in you. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without watermelon sugar.
Watermelon Sugar.
Do you think that's what he said?
100%. What else would he be saying?
The name of the song is Watermelon Sugar.
Okay. Are you like, there's no way somebody's singing Watermelon Sugar.
That sounds like Watermelon Sugar. I heard it again. Watermelon Sugar.
Watermelon Sugar.
Want a man with sugar.
Yeah, okay. That could be something.
I would be like, let me listen to it again.
Watermelon Sugar.
I want a million sugar. Let me listen to it one more time.
Sugar,
I want a lot of sugar. Because sometimes you mix it up. And I was like, no way, that's watermelon sugar. Look it up. Watermelon Sugar.
Yeah.
And Harry Styles has got the whole look now where he looks like Elton John in the 70s. The high waisted pants mm-hmm. and the whole thing. So,
he's kind of a cool dude.
I don't know if he's a cool dude or not.
As far as his looks and what he does.
Built this image of him, but I like this. Yeah, I mean, he does seem like a legit artist.
Yeah.
They have positioned him to seem like a legit artist. I don't know how good he really is or not. Obviously, he can sing. You don't do one of those singing reality shows and not be really good. That's new music out this week. You're going to check it out. All right, so what we're going to do now is talk about the Grammys that are coming up and do some predictions here. We're going to do a few of the categories, and I'm going to be honest with you. Some of these artists, I do not know. And so if I mispronounce the artist, sorry, I'm telling you right now, I don't know everybody.
No disrespect.
Yeah.
Just don't know the name.
I don't keep up with everything like I used to. But we can do country Grammys. This is the best country song. There are five people up for it. Bring My Flowers Now, Tanya Tucker.
Bring my flowers now while I'm living. I won't need your love and I'm gone.
Ashley McBride, Girl Going Nowhere.
And then the lights come up, and I hear the band. Where they said I'd never be is exactly where I am.
Miranda Lambert, It All Comes Out in the Wash.
I'll come out in the wash.
Eric Church, Some of It.
Some of it. You learn.
And Dan and Shay, Speechless. Those are your five songs. Here's the thing about the Grammys. It is political, but it's way more cool guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they pick some of the most random stuff. And if you're in with the Grammys, you tend to do better, too. So very political on that side. But they often pick the most random stuff because that's the hoity-toity award.
It is a very interesting selection that they picked.
So who wins?
I would think that maybe Ashley McBride would win. She's got a thing going right now. I think her style's cool. I think the Grammys like that style, and she fits in our format too. So I think she's the winner.
I think the Tanya Tucker is very cool guy Grammy.
Yes.
Well, by the way, that's a great song too.
Yes,
it is a great. So
it's a good song.
All these songs are wonderful, right?
And it's cool that she's back. And I mean, we listened to her in the '90s, and she's a contender, that's cool to me.
And Brandi Carlile produced the record, and Shooter Jennings too, I believe. And Brandy's very Grammy. Brandy won the Grammy last year. So I think that's the cool guy-est song. The pop-est song is Dan and Shay, Speechless.
Mm-hmm.
And then Miranda's right there too on the pop-est side of the Grammy songs. I think the one with the perfect mix of cool guy and like contemporary.
It's Church.
Is Ashley McBride.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to go Eric Church.
Wouldn't be my pick. But if I'm predicting, there's just enough cool person where, like, the hipster music nerd can like Ashley McBride and not feel like they're being shamed. And also the contemporary person can go, I like Ashley McBride too.
Correct.
So Ashley McBride and Eric Church have the same management as well.
Oh, did they? I didn't know that.
Eric Church, Brothers Osborne, Ashley McBride. All same management.
Do you feel like being in country music, you feel like it's kind of hard to get a good grip on what everyone else in the country thinks, other genres think about country music and who would win something like this? Like, because the Grammy committee is, I mean, they're
I
all.
I vote.
So do I.
I'm a Grammy voter.
And you're talking like people from South America, people from all over the world.
Well, here's what happens mostly. from my experience, is that people that don't know don't even care and don't vote really and don't put the time into it. Even the voting,
yeah,
they're like, you have to vote in X amount of categories. And you just go, well, here's the ones I know, and the rest you're just like,
yeah.
And so, yes, but I would say the same thing about hip-hop. I would say the same thing about any genre, is that unless you're in it, you really don't know. Like when Big Baby, who's the Baby Baby? What's his name, Mike?
Da Baby?
Da Baby.
Like Da Baby.
The biggest guy,
I've heard of him.
The biggest guy in hip-hop. I don't know crap about him because I'm not over there, right? There's a lot of that in all the formats. But yeah, I think a bit. But I think the Grammys, they'll also look and see. There's also a narrative happening behind the scenes with them too. People that the cool guys want to see win. Like Dan and Shay probably should win, but they won't because they're too pop and too contemporary. That's my opinion. I'm going to pick Ashley McBride with you. She's the perfect mix for that category.
What about the connection you were saying with, if you're in with the Grammys, like Brandy Carlile?
Mm-hmm.
That and helps. Tanya Tucker.
Definitely helps because most everybody knows that Brandy is part of that record.
Yep.
I can tell you my experience, whenever our kids' record was put on the first ballot at the Grammys, they were like, you're not going to win. This is your first year doing it, and you don't know enough people at the Grammys. You're not even going to get to the next round. And I was
they were right.
I was like, wait, what? They're like, unless you're super famous and that you're undeniable, like Lizzo, that they're not going to put you through unless you have a history with them or somebody on your team has a history with them. So that does give the Tanya Tucker spot a bump. But I'm with you. I think the coolest and most contemporary middle ground is Ashley McBride. By the way, all these are deserving. We're not talking bad about any of these songs we're going to talk about, but just because we kind of walk off of it pretty quick just means in this conversation, it's not wonderful.
Correct.
Best country album, Eric Church, Desperate Man.
Come on, hey, what can I say?
You love this album.
I'm a desperate man.
You know, and I'm a quiet Eric Church guy because I respect real Eric Church guys so much.
Like real fans?
Yeah. And when I say Eric Church guy, it could be a guy or girl, but like Eric Church guy, it's just that diehard fan. And so, you know, I don't flaunt the fact that I like to listen to Eric Church because I can't claim to be one of the hardcores because he's got some really hardcore people.
Yeah.
Raven McIntyre has Stronger Than the Truth. Pistol Annies have Interstate Gospel. Thomas Rhett has Centerpoint Road. And Tanya Tucker has While I'm Living. I'm going to have to download this song, though.
Yeah.
Because it is a good song.
And Tanya with two nominations is great.
Oh, no, she has more coming.
Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry.
She has more.
We're not done. Best country album, Eddie?
I feel kind of a cop-out on this one because I don't listen to albums. I guess the only way that I would
most
really...
Most folks don't. That's not a cop-out.
I would judge it maybe a little bit by who has the most hits off the album. So I'll go Thomas Rhett.
Mm. Well, I think this is either the Tanya Tucker, the time for her to hit it, because Brandy produced the whole album, Brandy and Shooter, or and Eric Church is up there too.
And you, dude, you've been talking about that album since it came out.
Well, and everyone has. I see, album of the year this year was given to Marin.
Good album?
I voted for Church, and I probably listened to Church a little bit more than Marin. They're both good albums. Listen, I listen to Thomas Rhett record both more than the other two.
I know.
But I just think he's too pop to probably win this thing unless he can get some kind of voting block.
So who are you going with?
Tanya Tucker.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I'll go with Tanya Tucker on this one. I can't see Reba winning it or Pistol Annies. But I think Eric Church and Tanya Tucker could win it.
And I guess...
By winning doesn't mean it's not good enough. It means you have to have the right voting block, the right... People have to line up and vote for you, make calls, know who's produced the record. That's all a part of this thing.
Right, and out of all this good music, somebody's got to win. You got to pick a winner.
Best country solo performance. I don't really know what this means, by the way, solo performance. Is it just them playing with nothing else? Can you define what... Is it just a song that a solo artist does?
I believe it's just a song from the solo artist.
So bands can't be put in this?
No, just
one artist.
It's a
dumb category.
So then they have duo or group.
Okay, so it's just an artist award. A single solo artist award.
There's some good songs here.
Are there any bands on the list?
I think it should have to be just them singing with one. They're only their instrument. We should make this a little harder. Because it does.
So who would win something like, who would be nominated for something like that?
Just them and their instrument?
Yes. Chris Stapleton?
Stapleton, Church.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who could just play acoustic once and crush it? Like they have to play their own instrument too.
Right, I know. Thinking about that.
They have to sing and play their own instrument.
Oh, Keith Urban. You're talking about.
Yeah.
Keith Urban would dominate this category.
Yeah, but you're not looking for the best instrumentalist.
Yeah, but I mean, he is one of the best instrumentalists, and he can sing. Put him up there by himself with a guitar. The winner.
I think Ashton McBride's pretty solid when she plays acoustic because she's so big and bold and her voice is so big, you know.
Yes.
Okay, best country solo performance. Tyler Childers, All Yearn. Here you go.
Follow me and lead me on and never let me down. So I'll love you till my lungs give out. I ain't lying. I'm all yours. You're all mine. There ain't
you go. All Yearn. Ashley McBride, Girl Going Nowhere. I didn't even notice she was on. I didn't look at it here. Willie Nelson, Ride Me Back Home.
Ride me back home to a much better place. Blue skies.
It's cool to see that picture of you and Willie at the CMAs. But he's struggling, huh?
A very cool moment. But yeah, I did see that he's just... I know he's been dealing with breathing problems. But man, I saw it firsthand and it just didn't look good, no.
Blake Shelton, God's Country.
I saw the light in a sunrise.
Tanya Tucker, Bring My Flowers Now.
Bring my flowers now.
There's your other one. Your other Tanya Tucker.
Oh, there's more. You saw Blake one-on-one guitar? What was that like?
Oh, I went to his ranch. Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, really good. Blake sings really high too. Blake's one of those deceiving singers that you don't know is a really good singer because he does so much other stuff. It's like I would compare it to Tim McGraw, because when McGraw comes in and sings, when he sings, it's so high.
Yeah, he can really sing high.
And with Blake too, Blake gets up there pretty high, and you're like, oh wow, you forget because he's funny and he's on The Voice.
And both those guys don't talk high; they have regular, normal, deep voices.
And listen to Blake sing "God's Country" here. This is a clip of that song again. I mean, he's going at it there.
I couldn't do that if I tried.
Baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running.
Eddie, go ahead. Best country solo performance. The cool award would probably go to Tyler Childers.
I don't know him. I've heard of him.
Kentucky. A lot of people, American Idol, sing him. He's good. I mean, like, you know, he's one of those guys that preaches I'm real country.
Yeah.
But I feel like anybody that preaches they're real country isn't real country. Because real country doesn't
preaching
talk
it.
Real country doesn't talk about how country they are.
Correct.
Real country is like a good fighter.
It's a great point.
A good fighter doesn't have to talk about how he can beat people up.
Yep.
A good fighter just does his own business and beats. A good golfer doesn't go, I'm a scratch golfer. He just does his deal.
Yep.
And he is real country, by the way.
but he does say it.
There's a lot of people that I consider that grew up real country and play real country that also infuse a bunch of pop elements in their music too. But anybody that talks about how real country they are, I just roll my eyes at, because people that are real country don't have to talk about how real country they are. But I do like his music.
I'm going to go with Willie Nelson. I'm going to go with Willie because I love Willie, and I think that it's time to give him a Grammy.
I
don't know if he doesn't have one or not, but...
Oh. Mike, you may have looked that up. I'm going to go against everything I've ever said and think Blake Shelton's going to win this one.
Wow.
That God's Country is just a massive song.
It is.
Massive song. Yeah.
Devin Dawson
wrote it. I think Devin Dawson, maybe Hardy too.
Yeah, Hardy.
Did Hardy write this song?
I think so. I think you're right.
And Willie Nelson has 9 Grammys.
Yeah.
Well, give him another one. give him 10.
Double digit. Best country performance by a duo or a group. Brand New Man, Brooks and Dunn, Luke Combs.
Oh, I love this.
This is why they did that whole reboot record, was Luke Combs in this song. And they were like, oh, this is cool. We should get everybody. And they did that whole record. Brothers Osborne, I Don't Remember Me Before You.
That was a wild one. I feel like a
Dan and Shay, Speechless. Little Big Town, The Daughters. Or Maren Morris and Brandi Carlile, Common.
This is all so good.
Do they win just because Brandy's on that song?
I mean, I think so. I really.
You know what's crazy? I think so too. I think they win just because Brandy's on that song.
Yes. And I love Brandi Carlile. Love Brandi Carlile. But there's a lot of, for sure, the Grammy loves Brandi Carlile.
Yeah, and she fits what the Grammys like to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. We'll roll through a few of these other things real quick. Album of the year, Bon Iver, Lana Del Rey, Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, Her, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, Vampire Weekend. I mean,
Lizzo, right?
She's
dominating right now.
It'll be Lizzo or somebody that's super weird, like Bon Iver.
Lizzo just shot out of a cannon this year.
Oh, do you have these clips too?
Yep.
They're not yellow. I'd have given you a second.
How do you pronounce this, Mike? Bon Iver. Bon Iver.
Mm-hmm.
I love this.
I'm pronouncing it, douche.
I had to ask Mike just to make sure.
Bon Iver.
Not Bon Iver.
You know what? However you want. He's not American. You blame it on the accent.
I love this dude's music.
Let's go over to Song of the Year. Why are some of these yellow and some not, Mike?
I printed that before I put all the
That's who he voted for.
Oh, that's why I didn't throw to those other ones. Let's do Song of the Year.
Okay.
Lady Gaga, Always Remember Us This Way. When the sun from goes down, the movie.
A Star is Born.
Lori McKenna wrote this.
I like country Lady Gaga more than any other Lady Gaga. I do.
Country Gaga.
Because she was all the music's great from this. And even when she did the, not Jolene, but what was the song that she did where Hillary Lindsey sang background? Where she wore the big hat? Maybe the record was called, I don't know.
The record was called Jolene.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did it. I like country Lady Gaga. That's up for Song of the Year. Billie Eilish, Bad Guy.
I love it.
In the magnet. Tanya Tucker, Bring My Flowers Now.
There she is.
Song of the Year. While I'm living. Her, Hard Place. I'd rather fight. Taylor Swift, Lover.
Damn.
Lana Del Rey, Norma Effing Rockwell. You're just a man.
It's just what you do. That's censored? That title censored? Or?
Louis Capaldi.
I need somebody here.
I like this
somebody
song.
Somebody who.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Nailed it.
Somebody to hold. It's easy to say.
And Lizzo, Truth Hurts.
Come on.
Hey. That's a lot. I read you a lot of those options there. If you remember back like 20 minutes ago, I started with Lady Gaga.
Okay, no, I go with Lizzo just because so I feel like it's going to be the year Lizzo carries out like a bunch of awards.
Best New Artist. Do you have any Black Pumas?
I do.
They're from Austin,
yeah,
apparently.
Okay, so I don't know about this.
Me either. Would I like Black Pumas?
I think you would.
Yeah. It sounds like from this clip of one song, I would like Black Pumas.
Mm-hmm. They probably have a big band, huh?
I think it's just two dudes.
Two guys?
Two main guys. They may have like a backing band, but the main guys are two dudes.
I'll check them out. Best New Artist, Black Pumas, Billie Eilish. So you're a tough guy. Lil Nas X. Hey, Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me. Lizzo. Why men great till they gotta be. Maggie Rogers. Rosalia.
Nice. I don't know, but I love it.
Not for me. You like that?
Yeah.
Is that your Latin?
I guess it's in my blood. I love this stuff.
Somebody called Tank and the Bangas. You should do some nice things for me. You know this, Mike?
I don't know.
Yola. There are four artists on this I've never heard of. Black Pumas, Rosalia, Tank and the Bangas, and Yola. I'm not even acting cool. Never heard of them. But that shows you what the Grammys are looking for.
Yep.
And I'm not saying they're not awesome, but I don't know if they are.
I do love that there's an awesome band in there.
Billie Eilish, Lil Nas X. I do think Best New Artist could be Lil Nas X.
You do?
Because it was just so revolutionary. But Maggie Rogers is the cool pop girl.
Yeah, for sure.
Pop and cool. Obviously Lizzo. Eddie, make your pick.
Lizzo takes another one.
I'm going to go not for Best New Artist. I'm going to go Best New Artist, Maggie Rogers. There it is. Mark it down.
I'm
committing to something.
That's a hot take. I like it.
I just think that she is like the intellectuals pop star. How you feel about that comparison, Mike?
That's a pretty good comparison.
Like she's the intellectuals pop star. Music news this week, Luke Combs earns a number one record. And by the way, he had a number one country record, but this is the first time he's ever had the number one all genre record.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It's a big deal.
Good for him.
Yeah. So Luke Combs, number one record, 172,000 copies. Ooh. Let's see here. Dun, 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 dun. Number two, Post Malone. Still, huh?
Yeah.
This is Mike D's favorite artist of all time.
Yeah, I know.
It's been like top three for the last since it came out.
Hollywood Bleeding from Post Malone's at number two. And AI Youngboy 2. Is there AI Youngboy 1?
Yeah.
No, wait.
Wait,
which one's his name?
The name is the Young...
Oh, his name is Youngboy Never Broke Again.
Yes. I get confused with some of these artists, too. Which one's the name?
Okay, his name, I guess, is Youngboy Never Broke Again.
Okay, all right.
His mom gave him two middle names, Never and Broke.
So mean.
It's weird.
So dumb.
They're like, hey, the Again family is coming over for dinner.
So, is this the boy with the two middle names?
Yeah. Oh, you mean Youngboy Never Broke Again?
Yeah, he's welcome.
You know how I know these stupid songs?
What?
From TikTok.
Mainly, yes.
When you play that, I go, I've heard that on TikTok. Youngboy Never Broke Again is at number three with AI Youngboy 2. Did you see the Coldplay story about them touring?
No.
That came out this week.
Mm-mm.
They're not going to tour anymore because until they can figure out how to tour carbon neutral, they're not going to tour.
What, they're trying to not pollute?
Basically.
Really?
You're the owl. Give a hoot, don't pollute. Yes.
Wow.
Coldplay is breaking from touring until they can be environmentally friendly. The whole story with Chris Martin was, he said, we're going to take time over the next couple of years, and not only to be sustainable, where everything they're putting out that's bad, they're able to do something good to make it even. That's carbon neutral.
Oh, man.
But to also be actively beneficial and to figure that out.
How lucky of them to be able to do something like that.
Oh, yeah.
They're just good. They're able to do something like that. Most artists, like, we have to tour. I'm sorry.
They're also super rich right now.
So rich. They're able to do something like that.
But
and
they
good
do care,
them.
Too.
They
by
do
the way.
Care. Right.
They do care.
But they're able to care.
And they could just keep making money, too.
Yes.
Coldplay has that new album out.
Dang, I thought they were coming to Nashville.
Only if they can,
get
on a pedal boat.
Figure something out with vegetable oil.
They can have
oil.
Somebody to run the hamster wheel underneath them as they drive in.
I'll figure something out.
Motley Crue is going to back together and touring with Def Leppard and Poison next year. Would you go to that?
No. But there's a big group of people that would.
Can you imagine?
A big group of people.
No. Cougars are going to be at this thing.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, I don't know if that's for me.
I used to love going and seeing
Eddie, we're just one generation away from this.
Oh, I know this. I know this.
Because
I love these bands.
In 10 years, there are going to be some idiots on a podcast going, can you believe somebody's going to watch the Foo Fighters and Pearl Jam with Ben Folds? Ooh.
That's you and me.
Yeah,
all
Eddie
our shirts
and our
on.
Car, like, yeah.
Loving life.
So, they're heading out. I think Motley Crue had signed a contract, too, saying they would never tour. Mike, you see that story here?
No.
Saying they were not going to tour anymore.
Well, tore that one up.
And so, but they're back.
They must make a lot of money because a lot of their fans then, now, are probably, I mean, they've got money now. Yeah. Probably doctors and lawyers come out and have a time of their life.
Back in 2014, Nikki Sixx said the only way they would avoid that agreement they all signed would be all four members to agree, meaning the contract was they weren't going to do Motley Crue without all of Motley Crue.
Mm.
So they're not going to go out and just do Vince Neil leading a group of people called Motley Crue.
Yeah, good for them.
So they signed the agreement, and all four of them are back, though. So, right?
Gosh, dude, maybe we should go.
I'm almost positive all four of them are back. That's part of the agreement. Motley Crue embarked on the farewell tour. Which they said they would never tour again. They're going on tour, yeah.
With Def and so freaking Leppard.
Mm-hmm. And so who else? Poison.
You saw Def Leppard at iHeart Festival. Did you kind of peek while you were working?
I'm glad that they played like four songs.
Okay.
One, they looked tired.
Yeah, I mean.
When it was over.
Yeah. And when you get to that age,
it was like your uncle hops back in a pickup game real quick.
Right.
And it's great for like three possessions.
It was cool to see him throw the ball.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wow, back in the day, he good.
Yeah.
And then Kanye West called himself the greatest artist that God has ever created. I don't mind that.
I mean, he can say whatever he wants.
And how do we know he's wrong?
We can't.
You can't.
You can't. And if he believes it, then it's right to him.
Yes, to him.
Then good.
Art is... Everyone can define what they feel is the greatest in their mind. Like my favorite artist of all time.
John Mayer.
I'd probably go... What's that guy who paints those pictures, Mike?
Oh, you don't know his name yet, that's Mike.
Banksy, thank you.
It's Banksy.
You ever see Exit to the Gift Shop?
No.
Documentary about Banksy?
No.
He's the one who paints all the
And like then, street art?
The graffiti,
yeah, and his graffiti goes for like millions of dollars.
Wow.
And they think he's the guy from, the lead singer from...
Oh, what's that band called?
Not Explosion.
He'll look it up, no. But they did a...
Massive Attack.
Okay.
Eddie, you should watch Exit of the Gift
Shop. Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, but you're about 10 movies behind. You have to watch 8 Mile.
A lot of movies.
Exit of the Gift Shop. You got a lot to do.
Remember the Titans somewhere in there?
Have you ever seen that one yet?
No.
Oh, you can hold off on that one. Okay. It's good, but you watch out with your kids, though.
Yeah. Hey,
that's one you can bring your son in and
yes.
watch.
And it's on Disney Plus. Disney Plus.
All right. I think that's it. Appreciate everybody hanging out and sitting with us on a new music podcast.
It was fun to geek out again.
Anything, Eddie, you'd like to say?
No. Just, I'm pumped on Austin bands and the Grammys and the Grammy mix.
So I'm going to listen to the Coldplay record.
Yes.
Most Sunset first. And then I'm going to listen to the Black Cheetahs.
Is that in that order, though?
Black Pumas.
Sunrise comes first, doesn't it?
I go Sunset first.
All right, it's up to you.
It's dark before the dawn. thanks for checking us out. Check out Eddie's podcast that he does with Ray and Lunchbox called The Sore Losers. If you like sports, I encourage you to check that out. This is the Bobbycast, and Mike D's movie podcast will be up soon.
Very soon, yeah.
Before the end of the year.
Yep.
I still want to know what Mike D thinks about James Dean coming back to the movies. CGI version.
I'll let you know.
Yes.
You will?
Yeah.
Are you doing that?
You've got to talk about that, yeah. Right? Mm. It's all the controversy in Hollywood right now.
Well, not all of it, but there's some other bad stuff.
I've seen it too. I choose not to read that stuff.
I saw a lot of the actors talking about it. But they're going to do that anyway. You know what that is?
What?
When we talked about it on the radio show, you know what it is when you digitalize and make it look real? Do you know what it's called?
CGI?
No.
What?
Mike?
Deepfake.
Remember talking about deepfake?
Oh, yes, you did talk about deepfake.
That was the guy's name on Reddit, and yes. They can make anybody look like they're doing anything.
Which is fine and all, but there has to be a law about it.
Okay, but they're going to bring all actors back.
I know, which isn't fair.
My favorite is when they put other actors in different scenes in deepfakes. They'll put like Adam Sandler in like an intense role.
It's funny though. You think it's funny.
It's him that's
making it. If Bobby died and they did that to him, I would be pissed.
Yeah, but would you really be awesome? It would kind of be awesome though. You'd be like, Bobby would want this.
Maybe.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Tell your friends about us. Tag us on Insta Story if you post this and think it's funny. Eddie, thank you, bud. All right. Bye,
thank
everybody.
You guys.